At a solemn music, let the musicians begin. Let every instrument awaken and instruct us in love's willing river and love's dear discipline. We wait, silent, in consent, and in the penance of patience, awaiting the serene exaltation, which is the liberation and conclusion of expiation. Now, may the chief musician say, lust and emulation have dwelt among us like barbarous kings, have conquered us, have inhabited our hearts, devoured and ravished with the savage greed and avarice of fire, the substance of pity and compassion. Now may all the players play, the river of the morning of the river, flow out of the splendor of the tenderness of surrender. Now may the chief musician say, nothing is more important than summer. And now the entire choir shall chant, how often the astonished heart, beholding the laurel, remembers the dead and the enchanted absolute, snow's kingdom, sleep's dominion. Then shall the chief musician declare, the phoenix is the meaning of the fruit, until the dream is knowledge, and knowledge is a dream. And then, once again, the entire choir shall cry in passionate unity, singing and celebrating love and love's victory, ascending and descending the heights of ascent, climbing and chanting triumphantly. Before the morning was, you were. Before the snow shone, and the light sang, and the stone abiding rode the fullness or endured the emptiness, you were alone.
Thank you. You know, Lewis, I'm often wondering, how did this whole thing start? I mean, you've been in a welter of names that float around in a mystical sort of way in the American scene. Nico has been wedded with the name Velvet Underground and is now divorced from that same name. Andy Warhol has done covers for you, has figured prominently in your work. You have John here, who is a Welchman in the group. You have a drama who is a secret and a mystery. So what happened? Where did it all start?
Well, we just met down in the village where I was doing songwriting for a company. They would put us in a room and say, write 10 California songs, 10 Detroit songs. And John walked in, and we decided it'd be much better to go play and have fun. So we started playing, and everybody had to meet everybody else. It was natural.
So you and John were the original members then?
Yeah.
Where'd you find Sterling?
I met him on the subway. I hadn't seen him in 3 years. And he didn't have any shoes on. And I had boots on. And we took him home.
And what about Mo?
We needed an amplifier. And she had one. Plus, she's an outside drummer. She would work for IBM. And when she'd come home at night, like 5, she'd put on Bo Diddley records and like play every night from 5 to 12. So we figured she'd be the perfect drummer, and she was.
Well, she has a great time. You know, I wasn't going to reveal the secret. I was going to leave that up to you. I think this is the only girl drummer with a major pop music group in the whole scene, so far as Europe and America are concerned. And like most things that we found out don't matter, sex doesn't matter anymore so far as musicianship is concerned and so far as the love for playing groovy music is concerned.
I'd second it.
Hey, what's on your mind, though? What is the plan for the Velvet Underground?
Oh, we were going to tell you, we wanted to ultimately work on a tape that would take up every minute of every hour of every day of the entire year. I don't know, I didn't bother to figure out how many hours that is. And it would just be one extremely long tape, and it would fit into your wall, and it would be personalized, because what would happen is that you would come to us, the Velvet Underground, and say, I want a tape for me, and we'd say, here. Then you'd take that, and we'd take you by the hand over to Gary, you know, take him down to the recording studio, and Gary would stare at them a lot till he figured he knew them, you know, and then he would do a mix that would reflect their personality, right? Then they'd take the tape back, and they'd install it in the wall, and it would be like theirs, and it would go on all day. you know, be like, kind of like one of Andy's movies, one of his, like, Empire could be on the other wall, going on all the time, the music going all the time. Like John said the other day, the albums that should come out would be, you know, like, would have a coloring book and kind of toys, and it would be like a complete thing, you know, not just a record. You know, people are starting to do that, but they haven't really gotten into it. You know, they're messing around with covers, trying to be hip and doing things, but they haven't really started what you could have. But it would go on all the time.
Hey, then you could tell a man by the record that he plays.
Right, right. We'd supply armbands and labels. You know, we'd reclassify.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow.
made out of there real quick. Worked my way through the stickers. Everything is so quiet. Somewhere away the train was clickety.
So There, across from behind. behind your window screen. Demon is dancing down the scene. In that crucial parody, demon is dancing down the scene. Them. He claims.
Thank you.
memories of yesterday's clowns. I've been set free and I've been bound, and now I'm set. Thank you.
Nickels in my pocket. No, I can't do some more.